Sam Kaufman is the Fond du Lac County Executive. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Bob.
We got a lot to talk about. First thing up, inpatient mental health. That could be impact. It's a county-owned facility. Tell us about that. Maybe a proposal to close it?
Sure. So what you're referring to is, and I've talked about this topic over the last few years, I brought it to the committee. I've made public comments in regard to it. You know, the county operates an inpatient mental health facility, and we've had that for a number of years. It's located as part of the Harbor Haven Nursing Facility in the city of Fond du Lac. What I brought to the attention of the committee and the board, even as back as 2022, was that we are losing, the county is losing over $1 million a year operating that facility that taxpayers are paying for in our county. And I kept saying, we need to look at how do we fix this problem. And so we've been looking at it for a while. And part of the issue we've looked at or figured out is a staffing issue. We are required to have a certain number of staff, such as a medical individual, a doctor, an RN, CNAs, on staff at all times, even if we have just one patient that's in there. And what happens, we're not able to keep that staffing. We have difficulty trying to find people to fill those positions. And I get it. It's a position where working in that type of facility is not for everybody. But due to the way this has been, we have gone through, and the last numbers I saw from talking to my director of human services, we've had a contract out many of those positions now. It is now costing the county $31,000 a week just for the contracted people that we need to fill those required positions. And then we still have the regular employees with regard to that. So this operation has been one that we need to start looking at. We average probably only about four to five Fond du Lac County residents in the facility at any given time. And we probably have maybe three to five that come from out of county that use the facility. So we used to, you know, we used to have about 25 beds that were filled. That had dropped down to 15, and now we're averaging maybe anywhere from 8 to 10 people. So we had this discussion with the committee again last year, and we said we need to start looking at this. You know, we created a crisis worker program. We have crisis workers now embedded with the Sheriff's Department, City of Fond du Lac PD, and that program has been very successful. Based on that interaction between the crisis worker and the person in crisis, we've been able to reduce the population of those needing inpatient facility care by a substantial amount. So it's been a great success that we're able to do that. But this process now is becoming to the point that it's not financially feasible, but yet we have a duty to take care of our Fond du Lac County residents. So the director was tasked with looking at all options. We looked at the idea of contracting out the entire facility. That was going to cost even more money to do that. We've looked at a mixture of different roles, revamping some of the roles itself. That wasn't going to work because you still had a staffing issue taking place. Finally, the director came to me about a month ago and said the only viable option is to close the facility and look at increasing and revamping our crisis worker program instead, because that has been great success. I tasked her then with to come up with a plan, but I wanted to start having this conversation now with the committee. We went ahead and met with the Human Services Board a few weeks back, and Jerry addressed them. That's my director. And she basically had said, I've looked at these options. This is where we're at, and this is my recommendation to close the facility and restructure. I had told my director, though, that if we were going to look at doing that, she had to come up with an actual plan, a formalized plan that we can evaluate and decide and address with the board and the county board and actually all law enforcement. I told my director, once we get a formalized plan, I want to pass it along to law enforcement agencies, you know, throughout the county and start having that discussion that they can see the plan and say, this is what it is. The reason why is that transport issues affect them, transporting these individuals in crisis. And one of the proposals the director is making is to contract that part of it out, so not to burden the law enforcement. But I've said, we need their input. And that plan is being put together. It will be presented then to the committee, shared with law enforcement agencies so I can get their input in regard to it, and then to go through and talk to the county board. You know, we need to do make sure that we are taking care of our residents first and foremost, and we need to go through and figure out how do we do that without basically having taxpayers just continuously pay, you know, so much money in the losses that we're sustaining. You know, if the committee and the county board say, that's okay, we understand, we're accepting those losses, we need to do this and keep it going, we'll do that. But I need to at least bring it to their attention so taxpayers understand this is what's going on and this is what we're doing. It's no different when I addressed the Rolling Meadows golf course issue and started making it more aware that we're losing so much money every year in regard to this. It's what my duty is. I need to bring it to the attention and start talking about that. There's no final decision made on this yet, but it's a conversation we need to start having based on the amount of money that taxpayers are paying now with the losses we're sustaining with this. So, yeah, I expect the committee will be addressed with the plan in April. Is my understanding it'll be ready before then. I want to get input from law enforcement before that meeting takes place and start the conversation. And we'll see where it goes from there. But it's definitely something we need to start addressing, though.
All right. The county board this week approved the sale of a piece of property on the Fond du Lac County campus to South Shore Homes. Tell us what's going to happen with that.
Sure. So that's part of the housing initiative that I've been trying to create by using campus property, the former UW Extension or UW campus over there. You know, you might recall that we sold off or were in the process of selling off 12 acres we created for housing development for senior housing to Ziegler Corporation. They are now in the process of working with the city for infrastructure. My understanding that would be at least a minimum of 70 senior housing type units that would be there at that part of the campus. The other parcel was a 1.8 acre parcel. We received that offer just about 2 weeks ago that I presented to the county board. That would be another housing, a family housing program that we put together by that organization. I've not seen yet what the concept would be. You know, because we're in the city of Fond du Lac, that organization, even though we would approve it, still needs to work with the city of Fond du Lac in regard to zoning, making sure they get the proper permits to make sure the project can take place. So, you know, we're trying whatever we can do for housing. We only have so much land. We thought we'd take advantage of this opportunity to create more housing opportunities that we could. Because we're always open to market rate housing to try and get people to come. But senior housing is important to me because, you know, a lot of seniors want to downsize. And the Ziegler Group has built some fantastic homes for seniors. And our hope is that that will open up more houses in the regular area or within the city and surrounding area to other individuals.
You know, they had a candidates forum in Ripon for city council and mayoral candidates last night. And guess what? Housing was one of the issues that they discussed.
Sure. No surprise. It's still an ongoing need. And it's frustrating because, you know, a lot of people are still gun shy and selling. I mean, the market, the rates still aren't the most favorable rates like they used to be. So people are still sitting tight in regard to housing right now. But it's something we have to keep trying our best to move along. I know Envision has done a great job trying to work to create different opportunities to get developers in. And that's really where a lot of it comes down to is developers. You know, they have to make sure that they're going to build things, that there has to be a certain profit margin for them. In order to do that, they have to be able to control the cost. And infrastructure is one of those areas that you know, really ends up costing a lot. And that ends up being passed on to a buyer, which rises the cost of the property. So we've tried initiatives in the past with Campbellsport, for example, to try and partner with them to help offset some of those infrastructure costs and keep the prices down, too. So we're always open to ideas to try and move these projects along.
Well, Sam, we've run out of time, but I'd like to thank you for being part of the show today. So,
well, thank you. And, Bob, happy retirement. We're going to miss you for sure. And hopefully we're still going to be able to chance to interview with you at times. You've done a fantastic job in your 42 years. And very sorry to see you go, but very excited for you to take this opportunity to retire and enjoy life.
Well, thanks, Sam. Appreciate that. And we will be talking to you. And again, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
That is Sam Coffin, who is the Fond du Lac County Executive. We appreciate him joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.